Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Heavy fighting reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets. Dave Collins has more.
The fighting has intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. Blinken's comments come as Israel pushes forward with its deadly assault on the southern Gaza Strip.
At least six people dead, dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. Two adults and one child killed in Clarksville, while three others died in Madison, just north of Nashville. At least 23 more have been hospitalized with injuries. State officials are saying they're in a search and rescue phase to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were actually found trapped in their homes. Additionally, more than 80,000 homes and businesses lost power as severe weather struck the central part of the state. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona from countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and China. This has prompted the Border Patrol to seek help from other federal agencies. It's also drawn scrutiny to an issue critical in next year's presidential elections. The U.S. government today indefinitely shut down the nearby international crossing between Lukeville, Arizona, and Sonoyta, Mexico, because of hundreds of migrants crossing daily into that area. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bronny James back on the basketball court. The University of Southern California freshman and son of basketball icon LeBron James made his collegiate debut on Sunday, a little over 4 months after suffering cardiac arrest. He came off the bench to score 4 points to go along with the 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals and a block in 16 minutes. USC lost the game 84-79 in overtime against Long Beach State. The talk show host that claimed the Sandy Hook mass shooting was a hoax and lost an astronomical amount of money when he was sued is back on social media. Lance Pry explains.
Talk show host Alex Jones is back on social media platform X. Jones had his account restored by Elon Musk, who posted a poll Saturday night asking if Jones should be allowed back on. Roughly 70% of the vote said he should, with Musk Xing Sunday that the people have spoken.
Anna Cardwell, who was on the TLC program Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, has passed away. She was only 29. Her sister, Honey Boo Boo, and her mom, June Shannon, known as Mama June, made that announcement on social media that Cardwell had been fighting cancer for the last 10 months. Cardwell has two daughters, who she shared with husband Eldridge Tony. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But before we talk about Kristi Noem, I wanted to get your read on the big bad debate between Governor Newsom and Governor DeSantis.
You know, I've only seen little snippets of it because I didn't watch it because I thought it was irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and I, you know, when I was during the time it was on, I mean, when I was changing channels, I thought I made a mistake, and I thought they were reshowing episodes of Beavis and Butthead, but it turned out it was the debate because I know our illustrious governor physically, you know, sort of resembles Butthead, and he has a laugh very similar to Butthead. But substantively, the thing that what I was amazed with in some of the snippets I saw. Was the way that Governor Newsom is able to lie on camera calmly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just tell abject, utter lies. Now, I know in his mind, possibly some of those are half-truths, but, you know, when they were comparing the states, it's ridiculous. I mean, mm-hmm. compare, you know, one in particular that got a lot of publicity was that Newsom was claiming that more people left Florida than left California, which is just pure arithmetic. The fact check is no big labor, and yet some of the fact checkers were able to twist the reality into something that was okay for Newsom by saying, "Oh, what he was really talking about is per capita, meaning a proportional."
Right.
migration, which is not mm-hmm. what he said. So, but in any case, it's very clear. People accuse Newsom of running a shadow campaign. It's clear that he is. And the Democratic Party has changed their rules to allow for a nominee after the convention to resign and for the DNC to magically insert a new nominee. They've got it all set up so that
can he be in each one of the states then too? Is he going to make the ballot? Did they make that accommodation as well?
Well, that's going to depend on the timing, of course, of when he resigns. But technically, I think it's possible, especially when we're talking about the swing states being states that the Democrats control. But.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as it stands, I mean, there's two, they're divided up, and if you even talk to people within the Democratic Party and you read what they say, you watch them on the media, there's a group that wants things to stay. Who they want whoever is pulling the strings in the Biden administration to continue to pull the strings. It's very clear that Biden himself and his wife, Jill, want him to have a second term. But there's a whole group, very obviously, I mean, they're funding Gavin Newsom, promoting him. And it includes people that are normally like a spokesperson for the deep state. You know, when David Ignatius of the Washington Post starts writing articles saying, hey, you know, it's time to get rid of Biden, Biden's too old, et cetera. It's clear they're divided on this issue. And that's the problem for the Democrats right now. Mm-hmm. They're divided on the issue of whether to back their current president, they're divided on the Gaza Israel.
I don't know that there's a divide there. They're doing exactly what they want to do. They took a big step back away from Israel. I don't see much division. I mean, you know, that's what they've been doing all along. But I want to, we'll pick up on that for just a moment. I just want to also figure out, well, where's, is it Kamala or Kamala? Where's her place in all this?
Well, we know she's in charge of artificial intelligence on the border and other subjects that she knows nothing about and never gets involved in. So I don't think that Kamala Harris is actually a consideration in the group that wants to replace Biden. I think they're looking at Governor Newsom, possibly another governor like Pritzker or somebody else. And there's always buzz about Michelle Obama, former first lady.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, does she say, but does Kamala Harris, and help me out here, James, because you're there in California, and there was a little bit of a bite back. Newsom wanted to correct Governor DeSantis because he didn't say Kamala or Kamala. Or what, is it Kamala or Kamala? Or Kamala-Chameleon?
In the beginning, people were being corrected for calling her Kamala.
I know it's not Kamala.
Yeah, they were doing it. But then she said herself, pronounced her name Kamala. So I'm not sure what the proper pronunciation is, but I don't think it matters because I think she's kind of taken herself out as any kind of national candidate for anything after this.
So would she stay if Newsom, let's go with your scenario. Newsom last minute, okay, Biden resigns, Newsom steps up, he takes over the nomination. Does he hold on to Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris as vice president, or does he get somebody new altogether?
Wait, let me consult a scholarly answer and say, no freaking way is Gavin Newsom going to keep her. And I don't know who he's got in his shadow, his shadow VP choice, but it's not her. But knowing how steeped Governor Newsom is in Democrat identity politics, he probably would choose Rachel Levine. The trans admiral in charge of, she's like a deputy health care.
But does she have enough color outside of her outfits? I'm just saying.
That's a good point. I mean, so then you think of somebody like the press secretary.
Why not? She'd make Kamala Harris look like a genius.
She would, and she also is the skill of being able to just blurt out lies or distractions is basically all. It's all she's been doing, this whole time. So.
Oh my gosh! Wow. The scenarios that you lay out here are quite scary. Let me just say that. For the moment,
it is. But You know, I mean, when you look at, to draw a sports analogy, one of the key things in sports that are physical, like football and boxing, is that it look to the motivation of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can look at Donald J. Trump and say he's not motivated. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what. Let's go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from James Hurston after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
With you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you were saying before the break, a lot is riding, you know, on this situation with Trump, not only that he gets the nomination and that, you know, Joe Biden gets what he wishes, and that is that he wants a rematch with Donald Trump.
Well, I think the country feels that this is kind of an all-or-nothing election. You know, when the country looks at what it costs to go to the grocery store, what inflation has done to the standard of living, they look at the non-existent borders. They look at the possibility of World War III, and then they look at the track record of Donald Trump, and they say, you know, yeah, this is it's just like Trump's motivation. It's an all-or-nothing kind of situation. You can't leave this bunch that's been running the country for another 4 years.
Yeah, but 40%, they think he's doing wonderful. I kept asking. I think you and I talked the last time. I asked you, where is that 40%? I tried to talk to him. I'm here in Florida. I can't find any of that 40%. Of course, I found him on TV the other night in the form of Gavin Newsom that was so ludicrous, you know, trying to support the cause and just, as you say, just flat out lying at every turn when you realize, you know, the kind of damage that the Democratic Party and one Joe Biden has done on the American people. I mean, the fundamental transformation of this country continues. Thank you very much, Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Yeah, when you look at the 40%, they're divided into two categories. And one of them are brainwashed, victims of psyops. And the other category are those that are willfully blind because of whatever strange biases lurk in their brains.
But also in their wallets, James, because you get a certain percentage of the people who are doing very, very well because of the Joe Biden policies.
Well, that is true. And those people, traditionally, the left has supporters that they buy, and those are the people that are being bought. That is true. But, you know, but the majority, if they get a chance at a legitimate election, clearly doesn't want this same bunch in there, because nobody who's rational looks at what's going on. And the three things I talked about, and that is the inflation, the borders, and the threat of World War III. And that threat grows each day that this group of warmongers is in power. Now we're seeing Iran being credited for attacks on military targets belonging to the United States. We see the Hutus. We never, you know, like Hutu pirates in the Red Sea.
Exactly.
Commercial vessels.
Yeah, the Hutis. That's Hutis without the blowfish, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I forgot about it. I said Hutu, and it's Hutis. And I miss the blowfish. I do. But in any case, and I do. And when we're talking about beeps, just a minute. I posted an article actually on Friday. It was up on Newsmax.com for the whole weekend on Governor Kristi Noem, that she's like hidden in plain sight. Nobody talks about her. You know, this is what I said in the article. And she has all of these incredible qualities to be a vice presidential pick for President Trump. And today, The Hill comes out with their ratings of VP picks, and guess who The Hill picked as number one? Kristi Noem. I was shocked, but they have one of these, you know, it's an establishment point of view, so I think number four or five or something is Nikki Haley, which is ridiculous, you know. President Trump refers to her as bird brain. You know, I just don't see
it's kind of sad how her political credibility went down the tubes here. I mean, here of all the people that Trump had let go in the administration, she was one of the few that he gave an exit interview personally with, and really, you know, built her up and everything else, and then she's running for president. But, hey, such is the case with politics, right? People are going to get bruised up.
No, they're not. There's not a lot of loyalty in establishment politicians, including the ones that are running against President the American people. And right now, it's kind of a kabuki theater. I mean, and one of the ones that didn't run is Kristi Noem. There was a group that wanted her to run. She did not run against Trump. I think that goes towards her. But there's a deep bench for Donald Trump to choose from. And the people that are talked about, you know, there's some very unusual ones like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, I know that's interesting. You know that that would be a consideration. You know, but
there's been a buzz about him, buzz about Ben Carson, buzz, you know, about all kinds of people. But there's something about Kristi Noem that ticks a lot of boxes. I suppose people would say, well, she's from South Dakota, but South Dakota is pretty close to Iowa and Minnesota, and she speaks that language and culture, and she comes off really well in terms of speaking and in an interview. She's no Kamala Harris, but we've seen that with the media will Sarah Palinize her for sure.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, exactly. What about DeSantis? Done till 28?
Yeah, I think DeSantis, I think that DeSantis is right now in the most dangerous territory he's ever been in because he has his advisors. Well, there's people that have abandoned him, including big names like Paul Ryan, have abandoned him for Nikki Haley. And I think he's getting a little desperate. And his attacks on President Trump are not taken well by the base.
Right.
And you know, there are people saying this. I mean, he continues down this road. There may be no 2028 for Governor DeSantis. So maybe, I don't know when he's term limited, but maybe he can then turn around and run for Florida Senate or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way with the bad blood, bad chemistry that I believe, anyway, that Donald Trump would ever choose him. I know there's obviously precedent for that. There was a guy who had a lot of bad blood with the person he was running against named Ronald Reagan, and he chose him, and it was George Bush Sr. So
right.
It does happen. But he couldn't survive.
Well, as they say, politics makes for strange bedfellows, and, you know, where would Trump be better served, by Kristi Noem or Ron DeSantis? And Kristi Noem may have played this right in terms of staying out of the fray and still holding on to, you know, some political capital here.
Well, what's interesting is that they both have a record of resisting Fauci, resisting the shutdowns, resisting the mandates. They both have that record in common.
Mm.
And I think that's actually, as we see more data come out, as we find out that the narrative wasn't true and wasn't what we're told, I think those records become more and more important. You know?
Well, James, I think he's going to need a wartime vice president because he's going to be at war with the Beltway. And so that's another consideration, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I would hope, I think it's a valid criticism of President Trump. And because he was an outsider, I think he's got a bit of some slack on it. But, I mean, the people that he chose, so many of the people turned against him. There were so many bad choices, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of people closest to him, including his running mate.
Yeah.
And maybe he did, and obviously you don't know until you're tested by the fire, but you're right about this. His running mate is a different choice this time. It's not just political. The person has to be loyal. The person has to be in his corner. The audacity of the media to try to say that, oh no, President Trump wants to be a dictator.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, has been with us. Thank you, James. Godspeed, my friend.
All right. Same to you, Bill. Thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. Heavy fighting reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets, the fighting intensifying since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. At least six people are dead, dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. State officials say they are in a search and rescue phase at this point to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were found trapped in their homes. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona, but not just from Mexico, from countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and even China. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country, with the average price for a gallon of regular gas $2.63. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Stefan Broden going to be joining us in just a moment, talking about the disappointment of black voters and how it could imperil Biden's reelection. He's the author of Pawns of Change, The Exploitation of Black Americans by Progressive Liberals, and he's sharing that black voters say President Biden has abandoned his pledge to always have their backs and are threatening to withhold their support in 2024. Stefan, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's good to be with you.
Well, Joe Biden seems to be following a particular pattern here these days. You know, as long as he's got money, he's your best friend, I guess. But when he runs out of money, then, you know, he comes up with another storyline. And it seems to be the case for whether it's blacks or other minorities. I mean, for all the money that he's spending for the migration of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming illegally into the country, the war in the war with Russia and Ukraine, and of course Israel and Hamas, things that the president has said on, out of one side of his mouth suddenly becomes a different story. So this seems to be a bit of a pattern, or am I misreading something here, Stefan?
Well, I think the pledge was fraudulent from the beginning. I think what needs to be understood is that the Democratic Party and Joe Biden have found a sweet spot within the black community and to exploit the community for their votes without having any obligation other than surface obligations to meet some of the needs in our community. Mm-hmm. And I think the covers are being pulled back as we witness that there are other priorities that are usurping some of the priorities that the Congressional Black Caucus has laid before the Democratic mm-hmm. Party. By the way, the Congressional Black Caucus is no friend to the black community. They are right. agents of the Democratic Party, and their priorities are the platform issues that the party puts forth. So the community has always taken a second place in the with the Congressional Black Caucus, as seen in the DREAM Act, how they have pushed the DREAM Act, how they have gotten on board with the migration that's coming up here, the violation of our borders, and they are standing four square behind that, and that is their agenda. The negation of the black community, and I think most black Americans are starting to see that we have been bamboozled, we have been manipulated, and we've been exploited with no corresponding benefit that comes back to the community.
Well, you're talking, this is something that started in the mid-60s with President Johnson. You know, he put out a lot of money there, and basically it was an investment for the black vote. You know, you vote for me, you know, we're going to give you money. We've invested something like $25 trillion since then, you know, Pastor. And so when you think about it, after all that money that's gone out, I mean, I talked with Bob Woodford. I said, Bob, what happened to all the money? He goes, oh, Bill, you got to understand. He goes, you got to understand this. He goes, I said, well, help me understand, because that's a lot of money. I mean, you know, to your exact point, what has gone into the community? Are people better off than they were $30 trillion ago, or are they worse off? And I think Bob, you know, agreed with me that they're actually worse off because you basically stifled the development of people instead of, you know, giving them a hand up to help them rise and to be more productive and be all as you can be, if I can steal a military idea here for a moment, it really just crippled them.
Oh, absolutely. I think what you're hitting on is the fact that much of the support that came into the community was fluff, number one. Mm-hmm. And then there were pimps in the community. We call them race pimps.
Yes.
Who were siphoning off the money for themselves and benefiting from the largesse that was coming from the public treasure. But here's what I think most need to understand, and I think there is a contingency within the community who recognizes right from the outset that if you teach a man to fish, he can feed himself.
Right.
But if you give him a fish, he's dependent upon you to be fed.
Exactly.
And that's what the Democratic Party has done. Now, how have they been able to do that? And I got to say this, and my conservative friends, my white conservative friends, need to understand there were legitimate concerns within the community as it relates to Jim Crowism, as it relates to racism, as it relates to redlining in our community, and all those things that were happening. The Democratic Party came in and said, we'll help you with that. And they
But did they? No, they didn't.
They played upon our emotions. They manipulated us to give them their vote, and they went into office with one thing in mind, to supplant and usurp our constitutional rights, our religious liberties, and to forever change America from the founding principles that made it great into something of a socialistic paradigm. And that's been their agenda, and that's what they've been successful doing. And we need to recognize that. And that message needs to get out into the community, and no greater time than now than to get it into the community when people are starting to recognize that they are being neglected and negated by the very party that they spent all of their energy and effort supporting.
And on top of that, Stefan, you're not even talking about abortion. I mean, they killed black babies in record numbers. I mean, they committed genocide on the black people and minorities. Nobody's calling them out. Maybe it's just so horrific that we can't even talk about it. But here on this show, you know, we pursue the truth. And the thing is we've got to bear it all out to see, you know, so that we can fix it. We can have this conversation. It was like, you know, I was watching over the weekend a lot of the body cam footage of the George Floyd arrest and what happened, and how that information was kept out of the courts, which is amazing because, you see, all this is part and parcel of where we are right now and how we've lost this constitutional republic. And I got to tell you, and maybe you feel the same way. I think the majority, I mean, a super majority of Americans want us. We're not looking at color. You know, I mean, I grew up in a community. I was very blessed to, and we were, you know, kind of an athletic community. We had our little league teams and all that kind of deal. I didn't care about the color of your skin. I just cared. Could you hit the darn ball? Can you catch the ball when I throw it to you? Can you tag somebody out? Can we win some games? I didn't care about color of skin, all right? And I was blessed to be in that kind of environment. It wasn't until I got to college, all of a sudden it was like, whoa, what is going on here? So a bit of a shock. But, you know, by and large, in the circles that I travel, we're not concerned about that. But I'm concerned and I'm grieved when I hear these stories and I see, okay, yes, there was some stuff on one side, you know, as far as law enforcement side, as far as George Floyd and what you pointed out earlier, redlining, Jim Crow, that's real too. But how do we get to that point to flush it all out and say, hey, look, at, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're brothers here. We're Americans. We're right. For the Constitution. And when we hold to first principles, godly Judeo-Christian principles, as we've been saying here on the show for quite a while, we got to return to first principles. You know, I just talked with Robert Jeffers.
Well, there is,
and,
okay.
Go ahead. No, I just want to finish this thought, though. And going back to first principles, and in his latest book's called Ten. It's the Ten Commandments. Those are pretty first principles, you know. If we embrace the Ten Commandments again, what would that do, you know, for our country?
Oh, you bet. I think you hit the nail on the head. The problem in America is a spiritual one. The problem in the black community is a spiritual one. The problem in every community in America is a spiritual one.
Amen.
And we'll talk about that after the break.
Yeah, we need to do that. You hear the music, so we are going to break here. Stefan Brodin, pastor and also author of the book Pawns of Change, the Exploitation of Black Americans by Progressive Liberals. Let me tell you, it's not just black Americans. It's minorities of all shapes. If the Democrats can, and primarily it's been the Democrats. I mean, certainly the Republicans got their wounds. I mean, the politics being what it is, there's no doubt there's plenty of blame to go around here. But the fact of the matter is this charge is being led mostly by the Democratic Party. Anyway, we'll break it down more with Stefan Brodin on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Pastor Stefan Broden is with us. He is the author of Ponds of Change, the Exploitation of Black Americans by Progressive Liberals. You know, Pastor, you may not be aware, but we also do a TV show every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Time. It's on 101-plus podcast channels around the world. It's wow. Unbelievable, the reach. And I got to have you on the show. You've got to come on because we need to spend time with the situation that's happening, not only in America, but this is a worldwide issue that's taking place. As you said on the air, there is chaos, there is darkness that is over the land right now. And it will only be resolved by the light of God. And here we are, interesting, we're weeks away from God's greatest gift, the memorial of the birth of Jesus, who was the light into the world. And it's as if God is saying to us at this moment, are you ready for the light of the world? Are you tired of the darkness? Are you ready to be at peace, to enjoy joy, because in his infinite plan, we will get there. Maybe kicking and screaming, but we're going to get there because that's his plan. And his plan, he always has the last say on this. But meanwhile, as you and I were talking about earlier, God wouldn't allow a problem without a solution. And there is a prescription to this darkness and this chaos and criminality and this murder and as you said earlier, this is a spiritual issue. This is Satan knowing it's the last days and he's on steroids. The amount of cheating and destruction and killing that's taking place not only here in America but around the world.
Yeah, the licentiousness in the culture has been codified in many instances. We have capitulated, the church, have capitulated to the philosophies of men. If you remember in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, it says this: see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophies and empty deceptions, according to the traditions of men and the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Jesus Christ. There is a juxtaposition. That list, philosophies, deceptions, traditions, and the elementary principles of the world are being juxtaposed to the ideas and to the mindset of God through Jesus Christ. So the absolute prescription to the decadence, the moral decadence and the moral rot that we're witnessing in our culture is a right relationship with God through the person and personality of Jesus Christ. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave a right to become children of God, not born of the blood, nor of the will of man, nor of the will of the flesh, but by God. God desires that we enter into the fellowship with him. And that fellowship is defined with us in the Word of God. Until we get rightly connected to the truth of God's Word, we will be fumbling and bumbling in the dark. But hear this. Hear this. The Bible says this: men love darkness rather than light. That's biblical. And so somehow the message of the gospel has to be brought to them. And it's an interesting thing that Paul says this, and I'm starting to quote a lot of scriptures, but they're coming to my mind.
No, I love it. Let it flow.
Paul says this. He says, if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. And in whose case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever, that they cannot and will not see the light of the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will not see it. It takes God to break that blindness, and that comes through the gospel message.
You see, when you when you violate godly principles and you hold to your own stubbornness, it's self-inflicted. You've seared your conscience. And at a time right now, see what you're talking about, even, you know, Colossians and the book of Hebrews talks about this as well, is that only the mature in God can understand the difference between good and evil. When you see, like, for example, what happened in Israel, right? People couldn't discern evil. I mean, that's like, whoa, are you kidding me? Well, that tells you exactly where they're exactly where they're at, as you just pointed out.
Yeah, you just quoted one of my favorite verses. It's in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. It says, solid food is for the mature, who through practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. In America, we've lost that connection. We don't discern right now. And we're being seduced by fake news, a deceptive idea that is penetrating our culture all over the world. But listen to this. America was founded on a religious-based heritage of liberty under law. And the Constitution was written to limit the government, not the people. We've moved completely away from that. Completely away from that. And there's a screaming need, a desperate need, for us to be rightly connected to the Judeo-Christian principles that undergird our nation and made it one of the greatest nations on the planet Earth. We're disconnected from it. And we're buying into Darwinism, secular humanism, feminism, socialism, Marxism, communism, and all those isms were created by men and women who hated God, and our nation right now is embracing those ideas.
I'll tell you, the divide is in direct relationship to the commitment to the Word of God. I'll guarantee you, because there are so many less people reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, we as a culture are becoming more and more vulnerable. And at a time when you've got 40% roughly of Americans saying that we are in the last of the last days, well, then you better pull out the book, because there's instructions in the book that tell you what you need to do to protect yourself and your family, right?
Right, right. You must be born again. Now, listen, I've said to my congregation, we've been preaching on sovereignty and providence, by the way. The sovereignty of God and the providence of God. the providence of God is the outworking of his sovereignty. But that's another discussion. But I think what we're talking about here is being rightly connected to God and observing and recognizing where we are on his prophetic calendar, on his prophetic calendar. And that drives us back to the Word of God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "And you shall be my witnesses." That's what should be happening right now in the body of Christ. And
exactly.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 19. "Go ye therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." I submit to you, my friend, that's not happening right now. Mm-hmm. We're not making disciples and we're not being a witness. We're embracing political parties, running behind charismatic personalities, Donald Trump and others, and we're looking to man to rescue this nation. It won't happen.
No, it's not.
And repent means that we turn away from our sins and re-engage God on his priorities. Jesus said to his church, "Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness." We're not doing that. We're seeking everything and everybody to help us right now. And the only help is the divine help. And I do as a pastor. That's what I'm saying in this book. That I've written here is that there's a need for us to return back to God, not to a political party, and repent before him. I believe when we do that, I think God will delay the inevitability of his wrath upon this earth.
Well, we can hope and pray, Pastor, that I have been talking about is, a Nineveh moment, that like the nation of Nineveh that heard the prophet and repented. I mean, to the point that, the sackcloth was on the animals. Okay. I mean, that's how they responded and thinking, wow, what would that take for America? You know, for us to be that committed? Because you see, to your point, you're exactly right. Donald Trump's not the answer. The political process isn't the answer because that's not the way God works. It works from the inside out. It is prescriptive. You know, we keep electing the people we deserve, okay? So if you're deserving of hell and damnation, those are your leaders. That's what you get. I mean, the people in Gaza, 80% voted for Hamas, okay? They brought Hamas into power. All that evil, all that terror, they voted. In fact, when, and I reminded our audience, Stefan, that when the Jewish women had been raped and were being dragged, buck naked down the streets of Gaza, the Palestinians were on the side. Nobody stopped. Nobody stepped up. Of all those Palestinians, nobody stepped up. What are you doing? This is evil. Not one person, to your point, right? Just like the church was quiet. There, the people were quiet, and worse yet, they were cheering it on.
Yes.
That is absolute evil. How do you embrace people who are willing to do that? How do you embrace them into your own culture?
Well, you should resist them, and you should stand up with a clear biblical alternative. That's not happening in America. We've seen in 2015 that we codified into law same-sex marriage. And right out of that came gender fluidity and gender options and alternatives. And then right out of that came queer or drag queen, a story hour. And it's been on a steady slide downward. There is a metastasization of evil in this culture, and we need to recognize that. You and I, and God bless you for your show, because this is probably one of the few shows that is absolutely addressing this issue. Most are not. They're talking about everything and anything else but the spiritual condition of America. God bless you, sir, for representing this information.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to